This is the Texas Standard.
One of the tools used to exercise the right to vote for all Americans is facing challenges in recent days, the United States Postal Service. Some would argue that is a new obstacle for voters this November. A letter from the U.S. Postal Service was sent out this week to several states, including Texas Secretary of State Ruth Hughes. And for more on that letter, we turn to James Barragan. He's a State House reporter for the Dallas Morning News, where he's been writing about this story. James, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Hey, Joy. Good to be here.
James, what does the letter say exactly?
Yeah, so basically, the Postal Service is warning the state of Texas that because some of its deadlines for mail ballots, they are creating a quote-unquote mismatch, which creates a risk that ballots requested near the deadline under our state law will not be returned by mail in time to be counted for the November elections. So a little bit of a risky situation here if you're trying to vote by mail, which we know many more people are interested in doing.
And is the risk that the ballots would not be tallied? Is that the risk, or is the risk that they would just not make it in time?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's both. There are some that would not make it in time and therefore would not be counted. So yes, the risk is considerable, and that is that the Postal Service is sort of trying to warn Texas election officials about, so that they might be set in motion some rules or some guidance for voters trying to vote by mail to make sure that they are turning their mail ballots in with ample time to make it to their elections officials by November 3rd, by Election Day.
I know that last night during the Democratic National Convention, the speakers were saying, request your mail-in ballot today. I mean, we are in August. Are we seriously asking voters to request their mail-in ballots today and to mail them today? What is the deadline for Texans?
Yeah, so that's part of the question that the Postal Service is bringing up here. The deadline, you can request a mail ballot up to 11 days before the election. You'll start receiving them at the earliest, I think, 45 days before the election. But you can request it now, yes. So all those speakers, you know, I was watching it too, and that struck me as well. I mean, they are really trying to make a concerted effort to make sure that everybody gets their applications in. Because the application is one thing, but getting your mail ballot is a different thing. And then you've got to send the mail ballot back, which is part of what the Postal Service was talking about in this letter. There's so much that goes into this process, right? So they are encouraging everybody to request them early. Once you get your ballot in the mail, get it done and turn it in early so that you can check with your elections officials to make sure that they have received your ballot before Election Day.
James, does this letter have anything to do with the changes implemented by the Postmaster General?
So that is a great question. And the U.S. House of Representatives, there's a select committee that is actually going to begin an inquiry into this. Democrats believe that President Trump's administration is trying to make cuts to the Postal Service or changes to the service that will impact vote by mail. Because he himself has said, in his own plain words, has said, if they don't have the funding, then they can't deliver the ballots by mail. So it seems from the president's comments that this is influenced by his desire to impact the vote by mail turnout. And the congressional committee will be looking into it. So we will have answers on that soon. But if you look at just the president's comments, I think it's pretty clear that there is an impact here from what his desires are.
So if we were to be specific and sort of create a listicle about what folks in Texas need to know about voting by mail, what would you tell them about deadline, process, website, phone number, whatever you think is important for voters to know when it comes to voting by mail?
Yeah, so I would echo what officials are saying, which is to apply early, apply now.
Okay.
I would also advise them to check with their local elections office, to call their local elections office, just to get a primer on how to actually vote by mail once you do get it. Because what happens as well is that a lot of ballots get rejected because there's a missing signature or the signatures don't match up or it's not received on time. The best advice is to call your local elections office and say, hey, how do I do this correctly? Because I want to make sure that my vote counts. And they should be able to walk you through every single step. There's a little secret envelope that you've got to put inside another envelope. And then there's certain days that you've got to send it ahead of time to make sure that it's there. So my best advice is apply early, talk to your local elections officials to make sure that you are doing it right.
James Barragan is a State House reporter for the Dallas Morning News. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Joy.